There's growing concern within Victoria's legal sector about a lack of space to hold prisoners waiting to attend court. Lawyers have expressed frustration about the lack of cells, which has caused delays for their clients. 2 years ago, an Auditor General's report highlighted the problem, and as Stephanie Corsetti reports from Bendigo, nothing has changed.
Bendigo defence lawyer Luke Doherty is worried that his clients are being held in custody for too long. The length of time they're held in remand centres isn't due to court-imposed jail terms, but instead what he calls practical problems with Victoria's holding cells.
The morning of court, they're not transported, so they're simply left in Melbourne. And that's been the biggest issue. They're people that have had their cases adjourned, they've been in custody for generally at least a month. They may have their case ready to go, they may be eligible to get out, but their case has to be adjourned.
The delays are not only happening in regional Victoria, but also at Sunshine in Melbourne's west, where Andrew Helfen works as a lawyer.
I've had clients personally who have missed out coming out to court on 3 or 4 occasions, and as a result of that, they're probably staying in jail longer than they otherwise would.
Mr. Helfen says restrictions around who can be accommodated in cells at any given time can disadvantage vulnerable people waiting to face court.
When you have custody centres that have limited space, what they have to tend to do is they have to put as many people in a cell as possible. Now, if someone's highly vulnerable or if someone's a woman, you can't put a lot of people in the cell with that person. Let's say the person has got an intellectual disability or they're high-need psychiatric issues. They're the ones who are not going to be brought out to court.
Mr. Helfen thinks money could be spent on remodelling prisoner cells to ease the strain. The Police Minister, Lisa Neville, agrees the situation is not ideal.
We know that there is overall across the state an increase in the number of prisoners being held on remand before they get sentenced and therefore go into the prison system. And that is having an impact on both the remand centre in Melbourne but also on some of the police cells across the state.
2 years ago, a Victorian Auditor General's report found between September and December 2013, more than 800 movements to courts were cancelled because of inadequate police cell capacity. The Human Rights Law Centre has been monitoring the issue, and the Executive Director, Hugh de Kretser, is worried about the welfare of prisoners.
Police's ability to manage police cells appropriately has been really compromised by the overcrowding issues which have been caused by changes to sentencing laws that have meant more people are going to jail for longer, and which has meant that more people aren't getting out on parole, fewer people are getting bail, but it also increases the chances of people and police who are managing those people getting hurt, either through assaults, through self-harm.
In a statement, the Victorian government says Corrections Victoria is working with police and the courts to manage the flow of remand prisoners. The government adds it's increasing the use of video conferencing to reduce in-person appearances, and it's introducing more remand beds to cope with the numbers.
Stephanie Corsetti with that report.